we've got to do something. This isn't the same type of drug. It's not being treated the same way. We're not able to keep these people alive.
When the opioid crisis hit Western New York, Judge Paula Ferraletto said it was very stressful on her courts.
We have someone who's a project director and oversees all of our drug courts. It's quite an operation. And there was a grant opportunity that came up, and he came to me and he said, why don't we try and do something different? We've got to think outside the box.
Since starting the first opioid intervention drug court in the nation, Ferraletto says other courts have been looking to Buffalo as a model. Also changing Western New York's courts is the influx of refugees into the region. She says it's challenging to find interpreters for more than 20 languages over the last year alone. Then there's the children who come through the system.
Before I was a judge, I had a case where a woman was coming in to see me about a divorce, and she had a special needs child. While she was in labor, the baby was in distress. So while the nurses were indeed in a panic in the delivery room, the doctor was not available. So being able to help her, and I know now you're going to get me, when she was able to finally buy a house, she did call me up, and she was just in tears about how that it helped her.
Today's cases require a new way of thinking, which is Ferraletto's role as administrative judge for the 8th Judicial District.
I do a lot of reading of journal articles and research studies, and when I do that, I try to apply what I'm reading to everyday life up here in Niagara Falls for healthcare delivery. We've tried to stay ahead of the curve with some of our approaches.
Sheila Key's role as COO of Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center is also innovative thinking, like with those residents with mental illness who don't seek treatment.
I call them isolationists. We actually provide therapeutic visits within the home, and our patients love it. Sometimes that home visit will give them enough, courage to start going to a clinic. It opens doors to treatment.
Few Western New Yorkers have led a hospital, and fewer have been women. Key has led 3 local hospitals, but she began her career in politics.
And there are so many similarities. One of them is, how do you reach your constituency? Healthcare today is becoming very similar to that, because our mission is to reach out to people who've been disengaged from healthcare. And the only way to get to them is the old-fashioned knock on the door, call them, text them, you name it.
Key is helping ensure equal access to healthcare, as Ferraletto helps ensure justice for all.
You know, when I was in politics, sometimes people would call me a lightning rod. I like being a lightning rod. You got to shake it up sometimes.
That's right.
Much more about these savvy over 60 women can be found online. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.